I'd like to invite the children that are here to come up and to help with a children's message. We have some visitors from Pennsylvania that are with us, and that's great. Hi, girls. And I'm going to look and see what's coming up there. Okay. I'll put this. Hi, how's everybody? Good. Are you ready for Thanksgiving and Thanksgiving turkey? You have turkey? I love turkey. My wife is in South Africa right now, so I'm going to be having Thanksgiving turkey with some friends up in the Pocono Mountains. That's over in Pennsylvania, and that'll be a lot of fun. And she's been calling me and doing video calls, and so she's over outside, and it's like 90 degrees and sunny, and they're having We discovered something in the church. I showed this to the congregation last week, but I didn't open it up. We've been clearing things out, and our office manager, our secretary, who's Miss Billy McNally, and I have been clearing church closets. And you never know what you're going to find in a church closet. And we've been very cautious, very careful. But we found these banners, and we didn't know where in the world these came from, but maybe we could hold these up, and then people in the congregation could tell us where they came from. Let's see, could you take that top one? Let's see, the top one, there are two of them. Okay, and let's see, and maybe, yeah, can you help us hold this, Lena? Okay, this first one, it says, let's see what congregation can read that with us. It says, God smiles behind the eyes of those that give with action and truth. And part of that's from the first letter of John 3:18. Where did this come from? Has anybody in the congregation ever seen this before? No? No? Okay, let's see. God smiles behind the eyes of those that give with action and in truth. I wonder what that means. God smiles behind the eyes of those that give in action and truth. Do you think God smiles behind our eyes? No? I wonder what would that mean? Yeah, God kind of sees what we see. And if God smiles, how would it feel if God was inside and smiled? How would that feel? That would feel really good. That would be like eating a huge bowl of ice cream. Not that I've ever done that. Especially while my wife's away in South Africa. But that's another story. But I was thinking, what does that mean for God to smile behind our eyes? And I was thinking of once when my wife and I were over in Israel, and Israel was the place where Jesus lived, and we were meeting with some people, and there was one man there who did what he called it laugh therapy. What do you think laugh therapy would be? Well, he said something like that he said everybody's got smiles in them. Everybody's got laughs in them, but often we don't laugh. You know, we don't smile. Can you all try not to smile? No, you're smiling. Riley smiles all the time. Can you? Ooh, they're not smiling. Okay. Alina's got smiles, but not right now. Yeah, you're smiling too, I can see. Sometimes it's hard. Oh, that's a smile, I see it. It's crinkling up, yeah. It's hard to not smile when you're trying not to smile, because then you say, I'm not going to smile, and then you smile because you're saying. Anyway, he was saying is that this therapy is that people will laugh and smile if other people laugh and smile, even because it just kind of looks silly for people to be laughing and smiling for no reason at all, and so everybody starts to smile and laugh. And so, you know what he did? He started laughing. He just kind of went, and he was turning red in the face, and he fell off his chair. He was laughing so hard, and people were thinking, this is silly. And they thought it was so silly, you know what they started doing? They started laughing. And before long, everybody was smiling. And everybody was laughing. It was kind of hard not to laugh and smile when there were 200 people. And we were all laughing and smiling. And then he finally calmed down. And he said, you know, this is an indication of what's really inside of us. Is that inside of us there are smiles. There's or laughs and laughter, and it feels good just to laugh a lot. He said, and there's love, and there's care, and there's a sense of God. And he said, all those things are inside of us, but we sometimes work so hard not to let them out. And so sometimes we need to just smile and laugh. And you know, sometimes when I'm just going around, like I'll go into the Wawa, and the person, you know where the Wawa is? Yeah, I know where it, I know too much what it is. But I'll go into the Wawa, and the person standing there at the counter looks like they'd like to be anywhere other than standing behind the counter at the Wawa. And you know what? I will smile at them, and I'll say, hi, thank you. Thank you for helping me. And I'll smile at them, and you know what? They look surprised. And guess what they do? They smile back. And then it kind of perks up their day that somebody just took a moment to recognize them and say, I'd like to share a smile with you. So let's remember that, is that there are smiles and laughter and love inside all of us. And if we just let it out, we find that other people will share it and give it back. So why don't we have a prayer? Pray with me. Dear God, thank you so much for reminding us of good things that are inside of us, like love and smiles and care. And help us always to share those things with others so they can give it back to us. Amen. Okay, great. Thank you. And if anybody out there secretly knows what this is, it's actually a good theme. Maybe we should use this for next year's stewardship campaign. You know what this is? Okay. We're going to talk.